something you might hear making a noise around a lake at night.
Bullfrogs and toad frogs.
Where do toad frogs stay? On land or water?
On land.
Mm-hmm. What about the little one that comes out after storms?
Well, we have two or three varieties of those. Well, some call them spring frogs and some tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
Well, sometimes I call them either one. Whichever comes to mind first.
What about a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
A turtle won't be too quick to do it because I don't think he can. But I think what you're talking about are terrapins.
Mm-hmm. Where does a terrapin stay?
I think he's mostly a dry land fellow.
Mm-hmm. What about the turtle?
Well, the turtles, they will go in water. They're land and water.
Mm-hmm.
Animals, if you class him as an animal.
Mm-hmm. Anything else besides the turtle and the terrapin?
Well, there's the tortoise, but I don't know whether we have any of those here or not.
What's the tortoise?
He looks kind of like a turtle. Well, either one.
Mm-hmm.
A terrapin or a turtle. I don't know whether he can close himself up in his shell or not.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something around here called a cooter? Or
cooter.
Gopher?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
If we have, we may have, and I've never seen one.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that the kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light. Like if it was at night and you left the porch light on.
We always call them light bugs.
Okay.
Or moths. It's all sizes of them.
Uh huh. What about something that'll get in your wool clothes and eat holes in it?
The moths, they'll eat them up.
You'd call that a
moth.
Uh huh. Something that flies around and has a little light in its tail.
We call those lightning bugs.
Okay. What about something that this little red thing you'll get in your skin if you go blackberry picking?
A briar.
Or insect, though.
Oh, some people call them chiggers,
mm-hmm.
and some call them red bugs.
What would you say?
I call them red bugs.
Uh-huh. And something that hops around in the grass.
The grasshoppers are?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard those called hoppergrass?
Uh-huh. They just say it backward instead of a grasshopper.
They say
hoppergrass.
Uh-huh. Who says hoppergrass?
Well, several will use that expression, just running on their foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the expression, at least.
What about something that flies around at night and bites you and makes you itch?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And this is something that you see around damp places, maybe around a lake or stream. It's got four shiny wings on it, two pairs of wings, and it's got a long, thin beak. Some people would say if you see one of these, it's a sign that snakes are near.
I don't know what you call that.
Do you ever hear something called a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk? Or
uh-huh, yeah.